Welcome to the Let's Get Sensory podcast. My name is Kelsey and I'm an occupational therapist, sensory specialist, and ADHDer. If you're looking to up-level you and your kids' lives by learning how to live a sensory lifestyle to help with attention, anxiety, hyperactivity, and impulsivity, then you've come to the right place. So here we go, let's get sensory. Hello and welcome to Let's Get Sensory. So a few days ago, in the middle of my yoga class, I had this revelation, which honestly, yoga is where one of those places and times that I get a lot of my breakthroughs, my personal breakthroughs, work breakthroughs, since I am in such a regulated state during yoga. But when I had this revelation in the middle of yoga, I was like, I should have added this in last week's Sensory Revolution Masterclass. So anyways, fast forward, I've decided to do a part two to last week's masterclass, which if you were able to attend the masterclass, wonderful. But if not, that's totally okay. This message should still resonate the exact same. But before we get started, I just wanted to remind you all that Sensory Therapy Retreat, my signature program, is open for enrollment and closes very, very soon. So Sensory Therapy Retreat is my online sensory therapy membership for adults, coaches, therapists, anyone who wants to be guided through 4 months of deeply, deeply healing sensory therapy to deeply heal and transform your nervous system. Inside the program, there are live sensory therapy sessions, live Q&As, office hours where you can meet with me to answer and ask more personal questions, and lots of nervous system healing tools and sensory tools, lots of different quick regulation tools and strategies to just quickly regulate your nervous system, lots of trauma healing tools, sensory exercises, sensory planners, journal prompts, meditations, evaluations. You seriously got it all inside Sensory Therapy Retreat, and I guide you through it all step by step, letting you know exactly what to do to just break it down and make it super, super easy, super actionable. It is really a culmination of the most transformative nervous system healing tools that I have learned over the past decade. Tools that have completely changed my life, knowledge that have completely, entirely shifted my life, that I believe should not just solely be for therapists, for occupational therapists, but I believe everybody needs to know, especially those of us with extra sensitive nervous systems. I don't hold anything back. It is truly my favorite program I have ever created, and one where you will walk away feeling more regulation in your nervous system than ever before, feeling more at peace and more empowered, having these tools, the knowledge. So you walk away from the program feeling like a nervous system and sensory expert, just feeling more confident, more motivated, more energy. You feel less anxious, less brain fog, less of that worry and that internal restlessness and nervous system restlessness. You walk away feeling in control of your nervous system, in control of your emotions, your life. So we have our first live therapy session Thursday, April 13th, and doors close so soon. And you can visit the link in the show notes to save your spot today so we can kick off, start our nervous system healing journey together and kick off the beginning of a deeply transformative next 4 months to completely rewire, reprogram, and start healing your nervous system. Okay, so now let's get back to Sensory Revolution Part 2. I have a super important and vulnerable message for you today that I'm so excited to share with you. I wanted to actually just start off by sharing my personal sensory story. You may have heard of it before. It started off earlier this week. I was working with a child, and like many, many of the children I work with, adults that I worked with, me personally, a lot of us, when we have extra sensory nervous systems, we put an immense amount of pressures on ourselves. And we just feel this immense pressure for just like pressure to do things, like whether it's like perfectionism or in just like any kind of activity that we're doing, we just put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We feel this pressure. And so, of course, I was working with a child and I was noticing that pressure and just seeing how they were putting, could sense a lot of the pressure that they were putting on themselves in that situation. And so a lot of it, that activity or that session, what we're working on is just helping them relieve some of that pressure. So just like helping them release some of the emotions that they had just built up from the day, teaching them different strategies. So that was just kind of like one of our focus for that session. And then, of course, fast forward to later that day when I was in yoga. And again, I noticed and felt some of that pressure creeping up on me and just feeling some of that pressure and just remembering how that pressure for those of us that have extra sensitive nervous system really impacts so much of what we do and is why it's one of the core limiting beliefs. If you've done any of my programs, you know, we have these core limiting beliefs, those of us with extra sensitive nervous system. And one of that being that I am under attack and it comes with this immense amount of pressure that we feel. And so for kids, you'll see this, and for adults, you'll see that this comes and this looks like us giving up on tasks easily. It will look on like us freezing, not being able to like initiate, having trouble initiating tasks just because we feel this pressure, this weight. And so during the yoga class, it kind of clicked on me. I felt this pressure and I just had kind of like a flashback to thinking about childhood and growing up. And I remember a few months ago, my mom and I were kind of looking back, watching some old home videos to put something together for my sister. But we were watching these home videos, and there was some when I was a baby. And I remember just hearing just some of that fight or flight in my household and just seeing how I, especially, so back, let me back up really quick. So both my parents are Jamaican, born in Jamaica. And so both my parents are neurodivergent. My dad has OCD, ADHD. So especially being first generation in America and just having all of that stress. And I know for me growing up for like the 18 plus years of my life, I know I was so hard on myself. And even when I was watching that home video for a second, I'll have this thing where there's like, oh, there's so many people that go through so much more than me. Like, I don't need to feel this way. I shouldn't be like this. Like, I should toughen up kind of thing. And especially because that message is just really programmed and emphasized by society a whole lot. But I'll like have these experiences and just like growing up in childhood, a lot of times I will just shame myself and feel this guilt and be like, I should do better. I should be this way. Like, I had a roof over my head. I had food on my table, like I shouldn't feel this way. And so again, kind of tying back with just that immense amount of pressure that we put on ourselves, having an extra sensitive nervous system. And so again, we have this shame cycle, and this just again goes to kind of help put us into these core limiting beliefs. And so with one of those being that shame loop where we shame ourselves, triggers us into more fight or flight. So we shame ourselves even more, triggers us into more fight or flight. And again, it keeps us caught into that fight or flight loop. And so again, just watching those home videos, I felt a little bit of that just like pop up. And then again, just thinking back to that session that I had earlier and how I see it was just like noticing that same shame loop and why I was like working really hard to help break that shame loop when I was in that session with my child, and just looking at how when I was a child, it started off in those, like the video when I was a baby. We watched another one where I think it was like probably 3 or 4 years old, and I was at a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party, and in the video you see me having a meltdown, running wild. Just again, where I used to think back and I used to look at my childhood and being like feeling a lot of shame for being that way. And just remembering now, and the same thing, this is one of the practices that I was working on with my child, but to give ourselves grace, to give ourselves empathy and understanding. Those are three like really powerful things to help, again, break that shame loop of that feeling shame. And so we trigger fight or flight, so we feel more shame, more guilt, we shame ourselves more, we guilt ourselves more, we trigger us into that fight or flight. So again, watching those videos, realizing that triggering, feeling that shame loop kind of creep in and being like, okay, let me break this cycle and give myself that grace and understanding in those moments, like little me. Like I spent so much time shaming myself for being this way as a child and just throughout my childhood years, my teenage years. And so being able to go back, watch those home videos was really therapeutic in a way, in the sense that I was really able to like see in those moments, watch myself, and then just to give myself that grace, that love, that understanding, that empathy that I desperately needed in those moments. And so one of those things too, and like one of the things that helps me especially just give myself more grace, more empathy, is to realize too having an extra sensitive nervous system. It's why like some people will go through, you know, certain things and be perfectly fine, but other people might go through that same thing and it might have a huge, huge impact, is because just having an extra sensitive nervous system, we experience things differently. And that is, it's not a bad thing. And that's like one thing that I feel so strongly about too, is that having an extra sensitive nervous system and experiencing things and feeling things more deeply and having maybe a situation where someone might go through and be completely fine, but for me, that might have a very lasting impact, a traumatic impact for me, just knowing that that is okay. That's not worthy of shame. That doesn't mean I am any less worthy. And just knowing that understanding my sensitivities and understanding, just realizing that with that comes a lot of beautiful gifts. With having our sensory sensitivities has a lot of beautiful gifts, but we have to understand what is going on. And then also in that same time, be able to give ourselves that love, that understanding, and that empathy. Because what happens if we don't do that, as you'll see throughout my childhood, not undering my sensory sensitivities, not living a lifestyle that meets my sensory needs and that my nervous system needs, and that trying to essentially live a neurotypical way and realizing, okay, feeling a lot of resistance in my nervous system, being like, okay, this is not working. Like this routine, trying to do thing like Sarah's doing over there or like Bobby's doing over there, like that doesn't work for my nervous system. And so growing up through childhood, through teenage years, I feel, thinking back and reflecting on it, I just feel that emotions just building up inside of me more and more and more just as I got older and older. And for me, I know for a lot of me, like it was very external, like you see, you know, a lot of external kind of meltdowns when I was younger. And as I got older, it became a lot more internalized, just from masking and just society kind of teaching us that we need to suppress our emotions, that we need to sit still, we need to be a certain way. So a lot of those intense emotions that I felt, it didn't disappear, but it just turned into this weight, this heaviness that I felt inside. And so just a trigger warning for, I think the first time that I felt suicidal thoughts was, I know for sure around seventh grade, looking back in my journals, knowing that, but I think it was even earlier than that, just because I had this intense emotions that were just building up inside of me from the time I was born, just throughout childhood, wasn't releasing it. I didn't know what to do with it. I know, no one taught me how to regulate my emotions. I didn't even know that was a thing, that we were supposed to regulate our emotions. I kind of just thought we were just supposed to suppress it, supposed to deal with it. Kind of like for kids, like what I'll hear a lot of times, and I, you know, I've done this before, a lot of us have heard this, you know, so many times, but it's like, oh, you're fine, you're okay, you're fine. And so again, not validating our emotions, it doesn't teach us the idea that, you know, that we can do something about this, that it's okay to feel it, and that there's steps that we can do to help us feel better, not just by ignoring it and thinking we're fine, thinking that we're okay. And so, like, if anyone here, I'm curious if anyone here just feels like, even right now, if you feel any kind of intense emotions, if you feel just like a little bit of a weight on your nervous system, and maybe it's kind of like where you don't know exactly why you're feeling this dysregulation, this anxiousness, this sorrow, this weight on your nervous system, just because a lot of it is built up from years and years and years of things that we just kind of suppress down, where it's just like we can't see it, but we can feel just like this weight. It's like a weight on our nervous system, kind of weighing it down, keeping in that more dysregulated state. And so just knowing too that you are not alone, and that this was kind of like the revelation that I had in the yoga session too, but just remembering and realizing that for a lot of us, one of our core limiting beliefs, along with shame, feeling that immense kind of pressure, is that this hopelessness. It's this core limiting belief of hopelessness, that I can't do it, I can't better, I can't. And just again, kind of like that shame loop, there's that hopeless loop where we feel hopeless, we feel like we can't do something, we feel like we can't get better. And it triggers us into more fight or flight. So we feel more hopeless, triggers us into fight or flight, and we get stuck in this hopeless loop. And so again, kind of like with kids or with others where we just like, we give up easily on tasks. We don't feel motivated. We don't feel that energy that comes with motivation. Just feel that brain fog. Again, it goes into putting us into that freeze state. And so we have this, one of the core limiting beliefs of hopelessness. And so I want to share just a strategy today to help you break that loop of hopelessness, to help you break again that loop of shame, and just with some good news and some facts, some evidence, because a lot of times our nervous system, we want the facts, we want the evidence, we want something that is proof, that it's really easy to digest, to understand, that like our nervous system can't argue. So I have some facts, and that is that there is so much hope. There is an unimaginable amount of hope. I know we feel hopeless, so we feel like we're right here, no hope at all, but there is way like up the roof, up into the clouds, that amount of hope. And so even looking back at where I was as a child, where I was as a teenager, and how hopeless I felt in that just like state of dysregulatedness and chronic fight or flight that I was living at, and living in, I never thought it was possible to reach this point of regulation. I never thought it was possible to reach this point of just like having the self-esteem, because I had low self-esteem for so long, and just like feeling this energy, feeling this motivation. I had no idea that like having a regulated nervous system was possible for me. And also knowing that having a regulated nervous system looks completely different than I thought it was gonna look as well. But that's kind of a side note. We can talk about that another time. But again, so here's the facts. Here's the evidence. So working, again, just for myself, one of that being evidence for you, but for just like, but again, being an occupational therapist and like working with kids and just seeing, especially it's so beautiful to see kids use sensory strategies, learn how to emotionally regulate at a young age, learn, just go through sensory therapy, just because they don't have all the programming, those years and years and years of programming that we have as an adult. And so they just thrive with it. They really take it and thrive, and they make it their own, which is so beautiful to see. But even then, working in the hospital, when I was an occupational therapist working in the hospital with adults in like inpatient rehab, seeing all these people that had stories and just sharing, like they had tried, like almost died, where they, you know, were rushed to the ER, almost died multiple times, were told that they would never walk again, never talk again. And then here they are having this conversation with me, sharing with me, and just remembering how deeply, deeply powerful, powerfully healing our bodies are. Like, we forget how powerfully, like how really miraculous our bodies are. Our bodies have these insane healing powers. And I use the word insane because insane means like unimaginable. Like, you literally can't comprehend just how powerful our body's healing powers are. And our body's healing all the time. Like, we catch a cold, our body literally heals itself. Like, we have someone that, let's say, had a spinal cord injury, and then just goes through, you just watch any kind of like spinal cord injury rehab video on YouTube, and just watch how they literally go from here, and their body goes through this just incredible healing powers. So another thing, so there's a show called Emergency NYC on Netflix, if anybody's seen it, but it's just a beautiful one show to just watch, and just to really kind of give your nervous system, to give your brain that evidence to help break that hopeless loop and be like, okay, our bodies are freaking powerful. They are strong. They are so healing. Like, I can absolutely, just to help rewire your brain from I can't get better into I can get better. I am getting better. I am healing right now. Like, literally kind of just send that little affirmation to your body right now. Like, I am getting better. Because again, if you just think about just how our nervous system works, when we are in that fight or flight state, immunity, digestion, all of those things is kind of put into the side. Our body's literally just focusing on survival. So when we are spending more time in a fight or flight state, it is harder for our bodies to heal itself internally, which is why those sensory strategies, regulating our nervous system, learning how to regulate our nervous system is so important, because it helps our bodies strengthen our body's healing powers. It helps with our attention, it helps with our energy, it helps with our focus, our restlessness, helps with anxiety, it helps with literally everything, our communication. It helps our relationships. It helps our digestion. It is like the foundation of everything. I saw this, and you might have seen this like viral TikTok or reel, and it was talking about how if you go to other countries, like I think the example in the video was Italy, you don't see supplements, you don't see these gyms, you don't see like a lot of these things just because of the way they live theirs. Like they just live their lifestyle is from living a life that is very regulating for us. And for maybe, I know not everybody here is in the United States, but different countries too, we don't prioritize our nervous system. We kind of put that on the back burner and we wait, you know, we're not doing it preventatively trying to regulate and strengthen our nervous system. We wait until we, and this is, I'm saying we, as in I definitely did this. I didn't get help until I was at my lowest of my lows, rock bottom. I had been depressed for years. I had been anxious for years. I waited until like the very last minute, literally the very last minute, when my life could have been over. I waited to that very last minute to get help. So again, not shaming because we all have been here, but just knowing how important it is to prioritize our nervous system, just because it really impacts everything. It will take your life. It took my life from being over here to being this unimaginable, like just happiness, this peace, the sense of peace, the sense of hope, the sense of like the opposite of shame, the opposite of guilt, feeling this love. So it just, again, remembering how important it is to prioritize our nervous system, which obviously if you're here and if you're listening, you're realizing how important our nervous system is. And so I do have some homework for you. And for this, I recommend this one for any parents. I recommend for any adults, for any therapists. I think for anybody, whether you are maybe not here for yourself, I still think it's helpful to go through these practices just so you can really understand it yourself, feel that regulation, feel the impact. And so you'll be able to take that regulation and then give it to your child, give it to your clients. Or if you are a neurodivergent adult like me, and have like ADHD, anxiety, whatever it may be, highly sensitive person like me, I highly recommend this homework. So your homework is to journal. So journaling is one of those nervous system tools that is such a powerful tool that really doesn't get enough credit. Like really like going through, especially like the prompt I have for you today, a lot of the prompts that I take you through and share in sensory therapy retreat, it is just so healing and therapeutic to take your thoughts, to organize it, and to use these kind of sensory tools to help rewire those thoughts. Okay, so your homework today is to journal, and I want you to write an apology letter to yourself. An apology letter to yourself when you were at your lowest of your lows, or just like whatever time maybe comes up for you that you feel called to kind of write about. So that could be like for me, maybe it could be when I was at my lowest of my lows, my rock bottom, when I was like 18, 19 years old. And just writing yourself again, apologizing and just giving yourself and just letting it flow freely, like whatever comes up. But again, just giving yourself that understanding, being like that understanding, that empathy, that love that you desperately needed in that moment. That moment when you were in that shame loop, just shaming yourself, going to fight or flight, shaming yourself, guilting yourself even more, going into fight or flight, going back. And even though we're like after the fact, you can still go back and kind of rewire that in your brain by going back and giving yourself what you needed in that moment. So again, giving yourself that love, giving yourself that empathy, and just again, that love, that empathy to help break that shame loop, to help break that hopelessness loop. And just go, and you're gonna feel those emotions come up when you're doing it, and just know that it is safe to feel, and know that what's coming up is good. It's all that suppressed emotions that we suppress back into those moments, so knowing that what's coming up is good to be released. And so just feeling those emotions, letting yourself feel safe to release those emotions as you go through and you're reflecting back on that situation, on that moment in your life, and just again, sending yourself all the love. And I would love to know if you go through what comes up for you, like what your main takeaways for you, how it felt, like notice your nervous system regulation state at the beginning and then at the end, how it feels to kind of release that, rewire yourself during and doing the homework. So I'd love to know how that is for you. And then also, I want to invite you to Sensory Therapy Retreat. So Sensory Therapy Retreat is my signature program. It is my guided sensory therapy membership for adults. And so this is something that I am so incredibly passionate about, is just making sensory therapy for adults more accessible. So this is everything that I learned, and I've been for the last decade trying to learn as much as I can about our nervous system. And so this is the most life-changing things that I've learned. It's the most life-changing, giving you all the direct action steps. So this is what I wish I could have had back when I was at my lowest of my lows, or back at the very beginning, before it even had, you know, gotten to that point. Someone to tell me, okay, you need to do this. I'm gonna give you all the different tools so you can pick and choose which one works best for you, which one like really resonates for you. I'm gonna give you the sensory tools, gonna take you through that trauma healing and just seeing your nervous system at the beginning of the program to the end, getting you into that unimaginable state that you never thought your nervous system could be. Just feel that beautiful and that ripple effect that happens when you regulate your nervous system, you go through the trauma healing, you go through the sensory healing, the sensory strengthening, that beautiful ripple effect that literally, again, ripples into every area of your life. You're gonna see your relationships improve, your attention, you feel more motivated, you feel more energy, you feel less brain fog. When those intense emotions do arise, which especially if you have an extra sensitive nervous system, they're going to arise, but at least when they arise, having those tools to fall back on. Back when those intense emotions would arise and I'd be in that fight or flight state and I would be like, oh no, this is gonna like not seeing a way out. I would kind of like feel like I'm lost, running in the woods lost, and I don't know how to get out. But at least when those intense emotions rise, it's kind of like little trail signs, like, okay, I need to go this way, okay? I see the light at the end, and it gives you this extreme peace and just feeling empowered, just having those tools to fall back on, knowing what your sensory needs are, knowing what your nervous system needs are, knowing what to do to help yourself feel better. So that's what Sensory Therapy Retreat is just giving you that step-by-step guide of what to do. It's what I wish I would have had. It's the same tools that changed my nervous system, like complete 180. It's the somatic tools, the sensory tools, the trauma healing tools. And so it's a 4-month long program. So by the end of the 4 months, you are just gonna feel, your nervous system is gonna feel so much more regulated. Just having all that knowledge is gonna feel so much more at peace. And you're also, that's only gonna be the beginning. Like, you're still gonna feel that at the end of the 4 months, but again, this is a lifelong journey. So it's just beautiful, just going on a sensory journey, going on a nervous system healing journey, because while it definitely has its ups and downs, like doing trauma healing, looking back at all these things that we suppressed down for so long, it definitely can be challenging, it can be hard, but the reward is just amazing. It's kind of like getting into a hike and seeing the most beautiful view that you've ever seen in your life. Just learning kind of how, like one example that I like to compare nervous system to, it's kind of like if you have a horse, like these horses are majestic, they're beautiful, they're powerful, they're wonderful animals, but especially like they will run wild, they'll run rampant. So, you know, sensory therapy is kind of like the reins on our nervous system to kind of help rein it in, keep the horse calm, keep it on track. And Sensory Therapy Retreat is also for coaches and therapists, teachers, for parents of teenagers. So why I have it both, I don't do like a specific program for adults doing sensory therapy versus having therapists, coaches, parents, teachers. I think, again, kind of like I mentioned earlier, that it is so important for, especially for therapists, coaches, teachers, parents, for them to go through the process themselves, because when you feel it on your own level, and again, this is for anyone, this process is for anyone who has a nervous system. Anyone can benefit from learning how to understand their nervous system, how to understand their sensory needs, their nervous system needs, and just how to emotionally regulate. Going through the process yourself, you're able to understand it on such a deeper level, and therefore you're able to help your clients out, your kids out, your students out on way more than if you just, you know, I was just teaching you without you going through it yourself. So you do get a sensory therapy training certificate at the end. It's a 20-hour certificate that you'll get that shows that you were trained by a licensed occupational therapist. Again, thank you so much for joining me live. This was so much fun. I'll have to do this again soon, but I will see you all next time.